Genau. So yeah, a community life lived well is an evangelistic tool in itself. So yeah, my next point, it's all about people connected to community life. Like evangelization is all about people. Ultimately, this is all about sharing God, who is love, with everyone. As 1 John says, we can't say we love God and not love the people around us. So let's go out of our way to love the people that come along, and even just the people in our community, the best way we can. And the last two are pointers towards that. Go outside your comfort zone. Don't only sit with people you know well, especially in the next few meetings. Maybe sit with or say hi to during the tea bit, tea and snack break, with someone you don't know too well. Look out for people that are by themselves, members or guests, and maybe just say hi and see where that goes. Trust me, it's way more gratifying for guests to be in environments where everyone knows each other than for you. And my final point is listen. While sharing what God is doing in your life and even your testimony are very good things, and you should definitely do them when the opportunity presents itself, don't be afraid of asking open-ended questions, open questions. That's what alpha groups are all about as well. It's the best way to break the ice. Everyone loves to talk about themselves. Yeah. Try and go beyond the usual, what you do and where you're from. Like, here's some ideas, like, what are you looking forward to this year? Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Well, the start of the year, so those are some ideas. What kind of music do you like? What kind of books or movies do you like? What do you do for fun? And listen, don't just hear, but listen and use the answers to make, like, you can make introductions across the community. Oh, you like movies? Have you met Andre? He likes movies. Like, to sum up, evangelism isn't just for new people. It's for everyone here also. We can build each other up, witness to the gospel, encourage, evangelize people in our own community. By all means, please do invite people God is putting on your heart. However, if someone you've invited does not come along, you can still evangelize your fellow community member. To bring it back to where I started with, over the past month, Mary and I have experienced the love of the people of God. We have been reminded of the gospel message by people here. We have been carried by the prayers of everyone here. And that, in my mind, is what evangelism is. The more we practice this and have a mind for other people and make love the center of our community life, the more we will want to be around each other, and correspondingly, the more other people will want to be, the more other people will see something different about us and hopefully thank God.
So, amen.